So I've had about 14 years with the Vinton Police Department. I started off as a patrol officer and worked my way up through the ranks.
Were you a police officer somewhere else before you came here?
I was. I was started off life in Franklin County as a sheriff's deputy. Went to the public safety office as a fire marshal and also as a paramedic firefighter. Did a short bit at the Railroad Police Department as a detective, and then came to Vinton.
And so you were a career firefighter, what, 10 years, you said?
Mm-hmm, 10 years.
Okay, so do you have a special affinity for fire and EMS because, you know, and it may be about working together with them because you were with them for so long?
It does. And honestly, I started off at age 14 with the fire department as a volunteer, and I've not been able to get rid of that feeling yet. So anyway, I've been there for, I guess, 35 years this year would be in the fire service. So I do have an affinity toward that. Public safety in general, it encompasses everybody, our fire, police, and EMS, and I'm really proud to do all three of those.
What's been the biggest surprise since being chief, or the biggest thing you've had to take on that's maybe you didn't expect?
I guess probably the amount of there's always personnel things. You know, you're trying to make sure your officers have got everything they need to do their jobs. You're trying to make sure that you've got the best equipment that you can possibly get. Everything is modernized. And with the budget and some of the economic issues that have occurred over the past few years, it's we're just having to squeeze every little bit out of our budget money, but we're trying to get, to coin a phrase, the best bang for the buck. We're trying to get the best equipment to do the job, but for the be physically prudent too.
How many officers and civilians do you have here?
We got 23 sworn officers and 2 civilian personnel.
For the most part, it's pretty peaceful here in Roanoke. Now, you did have a beheading a couple months ago. When you get something like that happen, something major in a small town like Vinton, is it especially challenging?
It is. There's a little bit of a shock factor, especially to the community. Usually with a crime like that, they don't see every day or hear about every day just in their community. So it's a little bit of a shock factor. The biggest thing we want to make sure when we have something like that is that we make certain that there's no other danger to the community. And in the officers that go out there, sometimes they get to see the side of life that other people don't get to see, and we make sure that they are okay with everything they're dealing with. But we do have a great community, and it is peaceful compared to others.
It seems like there's been a whole spate of regional cooperation issues recently. Mm-hmm. You guys signed on with the Western District Attorney's Office to fight a heroin ring and all that. Talk about how much regional cooperation really matters, you know, especially when you're talking about a small police force.
The valley-wide cooperation between law enforcement agencies has just grown by leaps and bounds compared to what it has been. We have the 4 law enforcement agencies in the valley, Vinton, Roanoke County, Roanoke City, and Salem, are part of a extraterritorial arrest agreement, which every officer in every jurisdiction can make an arrest in another jurisdiction for a crime now. We have gone to data sharing programs that all the valley localities and other localities have become part of, so we can actually look into this database and we can see what others are doing in relation to our suspect or suspects that we're looking for. We are meeting at least twice a month with different regional groups, again, valley agencies, to combat the heroin problem, to just talk about general law enforcement, because my problems are the city's problems or the county's problems and Salem's problems. Maybe they have different degrees of those issues, but we all kind of face the same challenges.
What's going to be the biggest challenge going forward? Is it going to be, you know, as far as is it ramping up technology, staying within budget? What's the biggest challenge?
Yes. The technology changes, and as technology grows, we also have to grow with it. We have to modernize. Through technology, we can take information and develop intelligence. And intelligence is what gets crime solved. And that's a very important aspect of what we're doing. The days of knocking on doors and doing stuff are not gone, but I probably accomplish in 20 minutes with a computer what I can do in 2 days on the street, and that just gets me a head start. It's not the end of it. I still got to go out there. But the biggest challenge is keeping it modern, keeping all the equipment up to date, but doing it with a challenging budget. And some of the, I don't know what the economy is going to have in the next couple of years, but I foresee we're probably going to have to really watch and get prioritize our stuff and get exactly what we need, and may have to put some of the wants on the back burner a little bit.